Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1685. The topic is training and the title is, Are You Over Fat or Under Muscled? Ooh, fun question. So I had a new client. They're a personal trainer. They want to look better to attract more clients. Their current eating habits are a little all over the place. They're always paying attention to what they're doing. They track literally everything, so serial dieter. But they want to stay lean, but they also want to build muscle. Every time the scale goes up to build muscle, they're afraid they're getting fat. Every time the scale goes down to lose fat, they're afraid they're not building muscle. So this has led to them where their weight has stayed within a 20-pound window for the past 3 years, and they said probably more, but for 3 years, they've been like hypersensitive to it and really paying attention. So the problem is they're soft in their stomach and lower back. You can't really see any ab definition at all. It's not that they don't have fat stomach. You just can't really see any definition. And their lower back, right above their hips, like over where their kidneys are, it kind of bulges out, has a little bit of fat there. So they feel as though they have muscle because they've been lifting for a long time, but it just doesn't show. What's interesting is we started talking about BMI, body mass index, and body fat. And I thought it'd be a fun conversation to share in today's podcast. They are 5'10". They weigh 170 pounds. And they have a soft appearance. What is interesting is their BMI, they're actually in a normal weight range for BMI, but yet they are soft. So does this mean that they have too much fat on them, or does it mean that they don't have enough muscle? This is actually the problem, is they've been focusing on fat loss, fat loss, fat loss, but actually they're just under-muscled. They don't have enough muscle tissue. So what I want to do is I want to talk about that today and how you can use that, how you can use BMI and body fat percentage to decide, do you need to focus on losing more body fat or do you need to focus on building better muscle, like more muscle tissue in order to look better? So if you want to look better, should you be focusing on fat loss or should you actually be focusing on building muscle tissue? There are some people who focus on fat loss over and over and over and over, but they never seem to get where they want because they just simply don't have any muscle tissue. So they are actually under-muscled. So what's interesting about BMI, body mass index, is it doesn't account for body composition. Meaning, whether it says you're healthy, overweight, obese, is just a height to weight ratio, it doesn't account for whether that weight is coming from body fat or muscle tissue. So what's interesting is, since BMI doesn't account for muscle tissue, a healthy BMI, if the person has a body fat level of, say, under 20%, would indicate that they have average muscle tissue. So if you have a healthy BMI, an average BMI, normal weight BMI, and your body fat is under 20%, then that means you have average muscle tissue. This means that people don't look the way they want, not because they have too much body fat, but because they don't have enough muscle tissue. So let's kind of go through this. I'm gonna give you some numbers, and it's gonna be a little bit lot to remember, but I just want to kind of use it for our discussion purposes. And then I would encourage you to look up the BMI recommendations for your exact height. So that way this will make even more sense after we talk through everything. So for people who are 5'4", it says normal weight is between 108 to 145 pounds. People who are 5'8", normal weight is 121 to 163 pounds. People who are 5'10", normal weight is 133 to 178 pounds. If you're 6 foot tall, like I am, normal weight is 140 to 189 pounds. I currently weigh 289 pounds. I am beyond obese, according to BMI. But does that scare me? Does that concern me? My blood pressure is great. My resting heart rate is fantastic. It's in the low 70s, high 60s. I'm very healthy, blood sugar, cholesterol, all these things. I get all my blood work done. So I'm healthy with blood work. I'm 100 pounds over healthy BMI. Does that mean I'm unhealthy? No. It just means I have a lot of muscle tissue, and I damn sure should, because I worked really freaking hard for it. really hard. So when I graduated high school, I'd already been lifting weights for 2 years. I graduated high school at 100, I was 6 foot tall. I was 165 pounds, and you could grab fat rolls around my waist. I had no visible veins. I mean, none. No muscle separation. I was absolutely, without any doubts, over 20% body fat at 165 pounds. Now, that's right in the normal weight range for 6 foot tall. But I was fat. Did I need to continue to lose body fat? My answer would be no, because if I had lost the body fat, I would have been well under 140 pounds. So I would have been in the underweight category for BMI, which means I don't have enough muscle tissue. So instead of trying to continue to lose body fat, because I was anorexic and didn't eat anything for like 2.5 years, I focused on building muscle tissue. At 289 pounds, I am actually significantly leaner than I was at 165 pounds. You can see my abs. Like the outline of my abs at 289 pounds. So I've done a lot of work, built a lot of muscle tissue. And this is something that now, with the knowledge I have at this age, you know, back when I was 16, 17, 18, I didn't know any of this stuff, but I made the right choice, thank God, was I needed to build more tissue, muscle tissue, to get leaner. That's going to sound weird. I wasn't overly fat. I was under-muscled. So I had to build more muscle tissue to look better. So BMI is an interesting method to use to tell the difference if we're over fat or we're under muscled. So for that new client, they're 6 foot tall. I mean, I'm sorry, they're 5 foot 10 and they weigh 170 pounds. That's within the normal weight category. But that's kind of a bummer because at the normal weight category, they're still soft in appearance, which means that they still have body fat to lose. And it indicates that they don't have enough muscle tissue. So since they're physically fit, they want to have bigger muscles, we would want them, if they're over 20% body fat, they should be in the overweight range or more. So that way, as they lost the body fat, they would still end up with a higher BMI than average because we want them to have higher muscle amount than average. They want to be more muscled than the average person. So I might be losing everybody a little bit here. I'm going to come back and make sense of this. But first, we want to kind of get an idea of where we're at with body fat levels. So for men, athletes, like if you get on stage and say you're a professional athlete and you want to be super lean but still have good performance, typically your body fat's going to be somewhere, and I'm giving you some general ranges here, is going to be between, like, say, 6 to, well, you're not going to be lower than 6% usually unless you're on stage like an aesthetic athlete, but you're going to be 6 to 12, somewhere in there. So 12% body fat, you're going to look at like football players, you know, maybe basketball players, people who are physically fit. If you look on like somebody who competes on stage in their off season, they might hold more of that body fat percentage around like say 10, 11, 12% body fat. They still look great for Instagram posts. They look great for videos. There's still some muscle separation. You just don't see as much like striations, like little lines and fibers flexing and moving within the muscle tissue itself. So 6 to 12% is somewhere around there. Now for general fitness, general health, you're looking at say 12 to 20-ish%. And then average would be over 20%. Now, for women, athletes are, now if you're getting on stage, again, you're going to be down under 10%, but general athletes, they're going to be more so around that like 12 to 20 range. Fitness is going to be, say, like 18 to 24, somewhere in there. And then, like, average body fat would be, say, 25% or more. Now, How do you know your body fat levels? I have my clients do DEXA scans whenever it's, you know, reasonable within their goals and whatnot. A DEXA scan is you lay on a table, this device kind of scans your body, and it tells you within like a 0.01% accuracy of body fat levels. Freaking, it's the best thing in the world. It's the gold standard. And it's usually like $100 around-ish. And most major cities have access to public use of DEXA scans, like not medical purpose, so you can actually get access to it. Now, there are other methods, skinfold calipers. I taught all this stuff, by the way, at the university level. I taught for 7.5 years teaching exercise physiology labs. So when you do skinfold calipers, you have to do them like 1,000 times before you're considered proficient. And even with like 1,000 times doing them, even with that level of proficiency, skinfold calipers can be plus or minus 3% accuracy. So if it reads you at 15, you could actually be somewhere between 12 to 18. And it depends also on how many sites they use on your body, like how many points of the body they use for measurements. We have the bioelectrical impedance devices, which is like those little silver pads you either hold on to a hand device. That's kind of dumb because it only reads the upper part of your body. You can use a scale where you stand on a scale that only reads the lower part of your body. So those are not super accurate, easily plus or minus 3%. And that's if all the conditions are perfect, meaning you're the same level of hydration, same level of, you know, different factors. But they'll give you a general idea. You know, so if you use a bioelectrical impedance device, like a scale or handheld device, or you use skinfold calipers, you're plus or minus 3%. So if it reads you at 15, know you're somewhere between 12 and 18. If it reads you at 20, you're somewhere between 17 and 23. You know, that kind of stuff. If you use a DEXA scan, you're spot on. It's exactly what it is. So I had a client just recently, they got DEXA scan done and they were 20.3. And we know that that's true. It is what it is. There's no plus or minus anything. That's it. It's 20.3. That's how good DEXA scans are. Now, to understand in general, 10% body fat is super freaking lean. Very lean. You have visible ab muscles, visible separation in your abs, visible separation in your biceps, your quadricep muscles. Like, you can see the individual muscles. There are striations. When you move, you can see fibers within the muscle bellies moving. So that's cool as hell. And there are visible veins everywhere. Like, definitely the bicep vein, veins through your forearms, veins across your quads. You might even have some veins, like tons of veins in your upper back probably. But 10% is super lean. 15%. Is there's muscle separation. You can see the individual muscles. Like, if you make a, you know, like double biceps pose, like you flex your arms to show somebody how big your arms are, you can see the separation between your bicep and your tricep. Like, there's a distinct groove, a distinct difference between there. But you're not going to see a lot of striations. You're not going to see a lot of muscle tissue movement. You're going to see good separation, but not that striation level. And then if we get into like 20% body fat, the muscles are kind of more blurred lines. You're going to have a little bit of pooch in the belly, a little bit of pooch in the lower back. You might have an arm vein, maybe a vein randomly somewhere in your upper back, but you're not going to have veins visible everywhere. You know, a couple of forearm veins maybe, but you're not going to have veins in your chest. You're not going to have veins in your arms. You're not going to have veins, you know, really anywhere else. So that gives you an idea of where you might be 10, 15, or 20%. So the idea of all this, how do we use this? How can I make any sense of what the hell I'm saying so far? Is if you take your height and you look at where you are in a BMI chart, okay, body mass index chart. Let's say that you are overweight on BMI, but you're under 20% body fat. Then you likely have more muscle than the average person. So you're overweight on BMI due to muscle tissue, not due to fat. So if you want to look leaner, since you already have enough muscle, you can actually just focus on fat loss and trying to maintain muscle tissue. But let's say you're overweight on BMI and you're over 20% body fat. No visible things anywhere. You know you have some major fat to lose. So you're overweight on BMI. And don't really have a lot of visible muscles. So you're like, okay, I definitely want to lose weight, but how do I know how much of my weight is coming from muscle, how much of my weight is coming from fat? Well, focus on fat loss first. So if you're overweight on BMI and you're over 20% body fat, focus on fat loss first until you get your body fat percentage under 20%. If getting to 20% puts you at the lower, like low average, like let's say BMI, if getting to 20% puts you at the low end of normal or underweight, then stop trying to lose body fat and try to build muscle up. So you likely would have had too much fat. So you lost it down to 20, under 20%. But if that puts you at the low end of average or underweight, then it's time to stop fat loss and build more muscle. If your BMI is average, so you have an average BMI, and you look in the mirror and you're like, I still want to lose body fat, then you need to alternate time frames of building muscle tissue and then cutting body fat. So you need to actually go back and forth, back and forth. You might spend 12 weeks to build muscle tissue, let your weight go up, you know, roughly 8 to 16 pounds. Then you hold that for a period of time, let your set point reset. Then you cut maybe for like 8 to 12 weeks, and you try to cut roughly about half to the whole amount. So if it's 8 weeks, you try to cut 4 to 8 pounds. If it's 12 weeks, try to cut 6 to 12 pounds. Then you hold that for 4 weeks or so. And then you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So that's if you're average BMI, but you still want to get leaner. If you're underweight for BMI and you're still soft, still have body fat, do not try to lose more body fat. Don't. You are not overly fat. You are under-muscled. You will actually look better by building more muscle tissue. You will appear leaner by building more muscle than you will by trying to continue to lose body fat. So it's kind of fun is if you use BMI, which typically gets a bad rap because it's pretty useless for like muscle comp, like body compositional effects. But if you use BMI and body fat percentage, it can give you an idea of where you're at in your muscularity level. And then that lets you know, okay, do I need to focus on building more muscle to look leaner, or do I need to focus on fat loss to look leaner? And it's neat to see that there's actually different answers for different people. So some people might be looking at fat loss, but they actually just don't have enough muscle tissue. And that's the problem. So I thought this would be fun just to kind of share that, to gain like awareness to it. And that's something the listener, you can play with. See where you're at, like see what your BMI is for your height. Get a guesstimate of where you're at body fat percentage-wise. Go get a DEXA scan if you can. It's freaking awesome. But give an idea of where you're at body fat-wise. And then say, okay, you know, if I want to look leaner, what do I need to do? Do I need to focus on building more muscle first? Or do I have enough muscle and now I can just focus on fat loss? Cool. Well, I thought that was fun. I don't know. To me, it's interesting. So I love that kind of stuff. If you have any questions, follow-up questions, or anything you want to know, just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like our podcast, please share it. The more people we share it with, the more people can help. That's the whole point of doing a podcast every day. Thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. It does have high hosting costs on all the different podcast platforms. I appreciate your financial help because it makes more sense to do this every single day and pay those fees. So thank you very much for the donations. You can donate on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Even just $5 a month, anything helps a lot. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and please follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful and thank you for listening.